It is the Sunday Roast. Tim Jenever, Leith Forrest with you. I'm up and about, as you can understand. It's been a good weekend for me. Tim, not so for you and for Port Adelaide. Always a difficult ask. I guess the Giants have hit some nice form of recent times and they just got over the line there yesterday.
Yeah, it was agony. Absolute agony. What do they say? So close, but yet so far.
Yeah, assistant coach Scott Thompson joins us. Tomo, thank you for your time.
No worries at all, gentlemen. How's your morning?
Very good, thank you. We asked Scotty Camporelli the same question. What happened?
That's a very good question. We fell just short, didn't we? But looking back on the game now, it wasn't probably the prettiest game of footy that we've ever seen. But we certainly gave ourselves every opportunity to win the game. And unfortunately, we just fell short.
Those slow starts continued. The no goal, 3 points start where, you're right, there wasn't a lot of scoring going on, but it was just that slow, what would you say, not so much that the intensity wasn't there this time, but it's still not hitting the scoreboard is the real worry.
Yeah, you're probably right. I certainly thought our effort and intent throughout the whole game was right at the level. But we weren't able to put that on the scoreboard, unfortunately. And, you know, they had times where we probably controlled the game and they go forward once and they're able to hit the scoreboard. And
correct.
We'd kick a goal, then they'd kick a goal. We couldn't actually get back-to-back goals together. And then they have that little patch in the third where they a little bit of luck involved, but they get back-to-back centre-bounce goals, which hurts us on the scoreboard. And you sort of chase your tail from there, but... You know, looking back over the game, we played some really solid footy and, as we've already touched on, just couldn't get it on the scoreboard, which is for the players, for the coaching group, for all the supporters that go along and watch, which is quite frustrating at times.
And I was actually surprised. I thought we arrested the game back, I reckon somewhere through that second quarter. It looked like we were trying to win a game and it looked like in the last quarter that they were actually just trying to defend it. And that surprised me, I must admit. Maybe you had them worried.
Yeah, look, there's always momentum swings throughout games, but I totally agree with you throughout, especially the second half. We feel like we controlled the game of footy and, they were hanging on for dear life throughout that last quarter. And, you know, to their credit, they were able to. And did we play into their hands a little bit? Maybe. Whether we could have been a little bit more composed at times when we had our opportunities, because we were right back in that game with still a large amount of time left on the clock. And, you know, there were probably times where we maybe went a little bit too long into the forward line where the likes of Davis and Haynes were able to intercept the ball and give them the ball back on their terms. But no, they were certainly, they would have been a little bit nervous, no doubt, but to their credit, they were able to milk the clock towards the end and hang on to that 1 point win. But no, we certainly were the team doing all the attacking.
And Scotty, a little bit of deja vu for a lot of our callers afterwards, just saying so many times when we get in these situations, we end up with these massive numbers inside 50, but kick it high and the likes of, like you said, Davis and Haynes just cleaning it up. If it's, you know, Richmond, it's Grimes. You know, this repeated sort of not being able to show that composure you're talking about and maybe even put it out in space. There was one kick I saw that I thought the height that we had down there, I would have just kicked it along the ground and said, take that as a chaos ball and let Robbie Gray or somebody turn you inside out.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. And, you know, you talk about chaos ball and what's the best way to go forward. And, you know, perfect world, you go forward with a nice, clean play and hit a bloke inside 50 and go back and have a set shot. But, you know, we're still trying to find the right mix and what works best for us. There's some guys that have been in the other side throughout this year. We've had some young guys with blooded up in the front half. And, yeah, there's a bit of responsibility fall on guys that are coming through the middle of the ground with the ball. Yeah, it does. But we'll continue to work on that. And the good thing is we're putting ourselves in positions to be actually right in games. We just need to get better and we'll continue to get better at converting on the scoreboard. But as far as effort and intent goes, you know, we're going really well in that area at the moment. It's just getting it all together consistently.
How do you fix that, Tomo? It's been an issue for you the last few weeks, disposals. Turnovers killed you last week and then kicking percentage this week. Is it a training thing? Is it a personnel thing? Is it a confidence thing?
Oh, if we could pinpoint it, we'd be able to fix it straight away. So it's always that tricky one of what's the correct answer on that. But it's something we'll continue to work on, you know, whether it's our ball movement going forward, whether, like I said, the mix we've got there. But, you know, we've got a lot of talented guys in the side. It's just a matter of training it until we get it right.
It's a funny old season. Your form hasn't been special in the last month. You're still a game out of the eight. You're still right in the hunt with all the other results falling your way.
Yeah, it's certainly been an interesting season. Still wide open in my eyes. But, we've been quite lucky with results not going our way as far as wins go the last 2 or 3 weeks. But yeah, we're still right thereabouts. And, you know, if we win our last month of footy, we give ourselves every opportunity. And with the Crows losing yesterday, a couple of other results going our way, keeps us right in the mix. And, you know, the funny thing is, I think St Kilda sit maybe 12th or something, but on the same points as us. So, she's a very open season right now.
How did you feel Paddy and Scotty Lysett worked together last night? I actually really thought that Paddy was quite alive until he looked like he might have rolled his ankle.
Yeah, on the
far
on the
side.
Wing, sorry, yeah. The wing there, yeah, made me a little bit nervous too. But no, he was right. He played the game out. But I thought they gave us a great look again. Yeah. Gave Lysett a little bit of a chop out. But, I mean, the luxury we have with Paddy, we know the quality of his ruck work, and he can go forward and take a clunk and impact on the scoreboard. And, you know, he had one opportunity last night where he hit the post,
yes,
from memory, I think.
He did, yep.
Yeah, so, you know, goals like that we obviously want to convert, but he gives us a great target in that forward half when he's not rucking.
And would you like two Robbie Grays, one that can play the midfield, one that can play permanent forward? Because either role, he seems to do all right.
I wouldn't mind four Robbie Grays, a couple in midfield and a couple in the forward line. It makes it a little bit more dynamic and dangerous, wouldn't it? But no, we know the quality that he produces every single time he walks out on the oval. But I thought he was great last night in the front half. You know, he copped a couple of really heavy head knocks at one point during the game, and still was able to get up and continue on and hit the scoreboard. But no, he's quality, and it's guys like that that we need up and about every week for the types. You know, the Rosie and Butters types that are in the front half where they can learn and understand the game more from him.
Get on to the cloning down there at Albert and Tomo. You just need to sort that out. You won almost every stat, ridiculously, and didn't win the game at one point. There's nothing in it. You take on the Bombers next week, whose form in the last, I mean, polar opposite really to yourself in the last month or so. They've just been really hitting their straps. What do they present for you?
Yeah, well, they present a real challenge, and especially over on their home deck in Melbourne, that you touch on the form that they've been in. And when they get the game on their terms, they're really hard to stop. You know, they take the game on, they back themselves in, and once they get their running game going, it's they look like a really quality outfit. So another challenge for us next weekend, but one that we're up for. And, you know, the fact that we haven't won our last three games, our form suggests we're still going all right as far as the key indicators that we look at. And you touched on the fact that all the key stats last night sat in our favour, except that 1-point margin on the scoreboard. So we'll go back to training and have another good week on the track, and hopefully we can turn that around as far as a W in front of our name next weekend.
A little bit like deja vu. I said the same thing to Scott Camporelli. You've got 4 weeks. You're still in it. Like, you know, for all the doom and gloom, you're a game out of the eight. If you can get a roll on, and I guess, as we see with Richmond, if you can hit form at the right time, you can take that confidence into the finals.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got a month of footy left, and it's basically in our hands to see what we can do with that month of footy. And hopefully we can make it really positive. I'm certain we can. And the boys are in good spirits. So looking forward to next weekend, how we put last night behind us and get on with things.
Appreciate your time as always.
Thanks,
Scott.
Tom.
Thanks for that.
Good on you, fellas. Cheers.
Port Adelaide assistant Scott Thompson there running us through the 1-point loss to the GWS Giants. Timmy, and you look at it, I mean, 20 scoring shots to 16. You won everything bar the game.
Yeah. That's the important thing.
It is. Funnily enough, when you go back to the record books, they don't remember
that's
the stats.
Real important thing.
But, Tim, can they turn it around? Can they do something?
Oh, look, there's a big fear next week, and that's because the form line at Marvel Stadium v the Bombers is not good.
No, it's not good. Won their last three. They're up and about, the Bombers, at the moment. So a big task and test for Port Adelaide. We'll see if they're good enough. Scott Thompson, our guest.